trying to get about to get away from there. Get back out of that tree.
Does it sound like another coon?
Yeah. Huh. It imitates a coon. Well, the way they do that before they start blowing that coon, that's to have a good race. They catch them dogs that's vicious on the coon. They tie them. And then when they swallow that coon out and he hits the ground, they let him go on and be gone 4 or 5 minutes. Sometime longer than that. It depends on the surrounding area there, about the underbrush and everything. But if there's a lot of briars and not thick undergrowth, well, they don't let him go long. But if it's open country around there, they'll catch him. And they don't want him to catch him. The majority, not the majority of them either. A lot of the boys don't want to kill every coon that comes. They don't want to kill a mother coon. They don't care for killing the boars. But now they, the boar coon there, and he puts up the biggest fight too.
They just like to run them.
They're tired, yeah. They like to hear them hounds. And they get a lot of test on dogs. Now they'll be running the coon, he'll make a short turn. They run over, they shut up, they don't bark another time. Till they hit him again. And they learn them dogs when they bark. And they're just wondering which one's gonna hit him first. And if I'm with you and you with me, and my dog beats yours on the pickup, well, I got the horse laugh on you. This boy's living with me, got a big blue dog, called him Rattler. And he'll bark just as sure as he smells something. He, and a lot of dogs will smell it and won't say nothing. But Rattler will. The minute he gets a whiff of it, he can't keep his mouth shut. He's a big dog. He carried him both to the veterinarian this morning to give him a good dipping. He had this blue dog on Washington River, and they were running the coon. Boy, they're hard to make take a tree on Washington River. They were running the coon all at once. Rattler come out. Well, there's 3 men there. The other dogs went on. And they said to Tom, says, snake's bit him. You got a snake bit dog right now. Well, he acted a little bit sick, but not too much. And he never did hunt no more that night. Now this is something sounds unreasonable. This has been 6 weeks or 2 months ago. Next morning, a dog was swell all under here. Well, he carried him to the doctor and he gave him some shots. And he apparently got better. In the last hunt or two, Rattler caught him a coon the other night, one night this week, on the ground. Killed him himself. But since then, he's been feeling bad, so he taken him to the doctor this morning. He examined him good. It's a sight what one of those veterinarians can do. This place under here where he had had him last, what they thought was a snake bite. They examined that this morning. He opened it up, the veterinarian did, and he said, I believe I can feel something. I believe that knife hit something. So he didn't dig in there and he cut in there to see. He opened that dog's mouth and some way or another he got a hold of his tongue. They got a way of putting them in a clamp, they hold them. And he'd pull that dog's tongue up and found a big red spot under his tongue. And he got the fool in there and there was a straw sticking.
A straw?
A straw. So he got his tweezers and began to work and he had quite a time. He pulled that out of that straw about that long. He says, now you see how we can be fooled, that's what he told the boy. He said, you actually thought he was snake bit, didn't you? And he said, I did. And he said, well, I just knew he was snake bit. Treat him for snake bit. Well, this had to be opened again, so that put it in certain. He didn't think a snake bite ought to do that. And he that